Yo, it's your boy Felipe.
Mickey Solo, P.I.F. Paid in full, yeah.
Yeah, stay hooked on to Nuve Live.
Hi, what's up, people? This is Andy the Royal Your Highness, and you're listening to Nuve Live.
Yo, 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 you're now listening to Hip Hop Uganda Live. It's your boy truly, Sean. Home for Ugandan Hip Hop. Hosted by yours truly, Sean.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Anonymous. G2 Complex, most official. And you're listening to Hip Hop Uganda on Nuve Live.
Just right
not
here,
just right here.
Get
right
it,
here.
Get it,
get it.
You're now listening to another episode of the Nuve Live podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live, hosted by Sean.
Yo, 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 what's up, people? Welcome to the Nuve Live podcast, and I'm Sean, your host. Welcome to the episode that, I know it has taken too long to come through. The last time we did a show, I was hanging with Big Vane here at Pop Bell Drive Music. Yeah, we had a good time, and that was episode 8, and officially, this is episode 9. Today on the show, I do not have someone new, someone that you're not familiar of, but of course, it might be surprising for you. You might wonder what we have come to do today. First of all, we have made all a year ever since the Nuve Live podcast Hip Hop Uganda Live started. Previously, the show was Hip Hop Uganda Live Show, and we did actually 14 episodes in the first season, and this is the second season, though it sounds like a season of its own or another continuation of the Hip Hop Uganda Live Show. But we chose to call it Hip Hop Uganda Live. I understand the ambiguity is all there, but we shall explain that in the future. So without wasting a lot of time, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nuve Live. That is NuveLive, or visit the place where you found this episode, or you can visit nuvelive.wordpress.com and to get more details. I've said a lot of stuff. Nays, say something, man.
Yo, how's everyone out there doing? Yes, we're back here again.
Yep.
We're here last year, right?
Yeah, we were here last year.
Yeah.
Like 2 months to today. Yeah, something
is it?
Like that. No, something like that. Did I interview you before?
That's like 10 months now.
Yeah, like 10 months.
Yes, sure.
Yeah,
true.
I think that was like episode 13, was it?
I think.
13?
Remember that, yeah.
Who came before? Was it Agi or you came
it
after
was
Agi?
You yes, came, I after came after Agi. Agi.
Yeah, that was episode 13.
Agi came after the PIF guys.
PIF, yeah. Who came after Lyrical G?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That was towards the end of season 1 of Hip Hop Uganda, and that chapter was closed but opened in probably a newer book. So today I have Nays Avatar.
Yeah,
you've listened to a lot of his work, from Street Identity, from Stories of Elevation, the contributions there.
Yeah, two tracks on there.
Yep.
each other works. Ah, they're just too many, man.
Yeah, they're too many.
Yeah.
Including the storytelling thing.
Yes. Telling my story.
Telling your story. Is that project out?
Yeah, guys put out their tracks individually.
Okay. I listened to The Sphinx. I listened to...
PIF
with Prey. Mm. I listened to...
Shemi Bisemwandu.
Shemi Bisemwandu.
His album, Identity.
MC Wang Joke,
you know.
Who else?
Big Vein is on there. Painkiller has a Pain track on it.
How comes I haven't listened to any of those guys?
Man. That's an issue for another day, maybe.
That is strategy or something like that. Yeah, that's cool stuff. So, is it like a compilation EP or just how are you taking this "Telling My Story" project?
Actually, when you do that project, that's your song.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know what to do with it.
Oh.
You have it on your album, cool. On your mixtape, EP, you know, it's a single. Yeah, it's up to you. But sometime I'll make a compilation of all these tracks.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll see who killed who.
True. I'm thinking Mickey Solo would be lining up for who killed who
already,
because I have not listened to Mickey Solo.
I've
not listened to Mickey Solo express himself he did like that.
Actually, that project has given guys a couple guys a challenge.
Yeah.
Why I call out these guys? Because you know most of them have never told stories.
Yeah,
yes. Most of them have never been like, they've never brought out, you know, that inner self.
Yeah.
So I realize if I get these guys on, because come on, if I give you the beat, it just gives you already, you know, something.
Yeah, it creates an impression of sequencing events into a story. But trust me, I feel Mickey Solo really showed some diversity out of himself.
Of course,
I'm used to him singing Buddy Guy and all that stuff, but it was impressive what he did there, and the Sphinx and everyone who is on that EP, stuff like that. Niz, can I ask you something?
Okay,
what are you listening to like right now, hip hop wise?
I'll be honest with you. You know, I listen to a lot of Ugandan music.
Okay.
Yes, a lot. So I'm listening to Ugandan hip hop.
Okay, that is really broad.
Generally.
Ugandan hip hop.
Yes.
You could name a few.
Moon G.
Yes.
I know some guys will be like, come on.
That is a hip hop.
That's hip hop. It is. I'll tell you Gravity. And you still argue with me. I'm like, come on, is that guy even serious? No? I know. But yeah.
Okay.
Yes, a couple of other guys, you know. Guys are doing, you know. Ejo has an EP coming up.
Yeah, true.
I'm going through that.
No apologies.
No apologies. 18th May? It's there, man.
Yeah, for anyone who's offended about Niz listening to Munji, no apologies.
No apologies, man. No apologies, nigga.
Yeah, no apologies, nigga.
No apologies.
So far, that's great. So
yes, I'm listening to hip hop. Okay. Yes, like from everywhere, from you know, Uganda, from every angle.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you down to a bit Tam Benizeri?
We are working, man. What are you saying?
Now, this is the part that I enjoy. I seem to grind him and he reveals everything. I didn't know they were working.
Oh.
So are you listening to any Teva?
I'm listening to Teva. I'm listening to Benizeri. You know, I'm listening to, you know, guys from Tinder. Yes.
Tinder movement.
Yes. Tinder NTM. I'm listening to guys from, you know, Nelly Said is doing well.
Yeah.
You know, I'm listening to all these guys.
Actually, just released a track last weekend. Two tracks, I think. One, Movim.
Balua and...
Balua, the video, and then Movim with this...
Yeah, man. That guy is doing well, man.
And Black Boy.
Yeah.
That
guy is doing well, man.
That was great. So, yeah. Do you know why I asked you that? Because I want to ask you another thing. Have you listened to a guy called Strap? S-T-R-I-A-P.
Yes.
What do you think of his music?
He's too abstract.
Okay.
Yes, man, this guy is great. He's great. I have his album on there.
Yeah.
Yes, I bump it, you know.
Bust.
Yes, and it's, trust me, that guy is great.
Why abstract? What makes him abstract?
He's great. You're going to mention Mickey Soul and someone like, yeah, you're going to mention Strap. Yeah, like, wait, let me first go back and listen to his jams, eh? He's not like straight up, okay. You know? He's not like someone you're going to listen to once and then, you know, you get everything he's trying to say out.
Okay. Yeah.
You need to listen to him over and over again. You know Caliber?
Yeah, I know Caliber.
Yes, Caliber is like that. You know, you're going to listen to his track and like, wait,
Babula,
what was this guy saying? And then
Babula.
You go back like, no, what did this guy mean here? You know, shit is in Luganda, man, come on.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
It's just, you know.
It's that abstract.
Yeah.
Is it
is good.
Is it
what one of his vids?
Okay.
Yeah.
The next level?
Next
level
was
released, I think, last year.
Like that vid, you know. Oh, do I play golf or something?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Next
I don't remember
level.
That song.
Yeah. I think he released it last year, if I'm not mistaken. I was still saying, what do you think really makes STRAP that abstract? Is it that he's so much influenced by movies that he sort of puts them into the songs to relate, like skittish work, or is it because of the samples? Because his album Futuristic Past has a number of samples, like Sister Nancy's Bam Bam. It has samples from that. It has samples from My Love, is it? Justin Timberlake, which he sort of chops and screws like the Houston guys, and he puts it at the end of Friendzone. What do you think? Is it because of the samples or...?
Samples wouldn't make you abstract.
Okay.
Yes, but it's your should I say delivery, you know, lyricism, yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. But sampling, that wouldn't make you abstract. Come on, how?
I'm thinking like sometimes it puts the samples, like they sort of try to explain what the track is about, but technically when you listen to what he's saying, it's beyond what the sample is saying. So the sample is like a distraction or an obstacle to what we are supposed to go
to be listening to.
Yeah, to be listening to.
I don't know what to say there.
You don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Anyways, nonetheless,
I'll be honest.
nonetheless, what do you think sampling is?
Sampling is getting a portion of, you know, a song, a particular part. Yeah, you chop it and you fit it into, you build something onto that, around that. Yes.
Okay.
Let's say there's a vocal on a song you like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you chop that off and then you build something onto it. Yes.
Yeah, so it's technically like getting an audio portion of like another track and then build something around it.
Yeah.
Like is it like just copying paste and then put other things like a track around it? I don't know. Oh,
I'll say copy paste, because come on, you're going to, you know, you're going to copy this thing, you know.
I was referring to me are copying paste and then maybe putting things around it that won't like necessarily affect it, but the sample will be had the way it is, you know, its original form.
Or you can change it. Or you can change it.
Okay,
yes.
So I was asking the question: does it stop at just copying it, or
no, it
changing
doesn't.
And
you can
modifying
do anything
it?
With it? Because I've listened to a lot of sampled songs, but you know, you can't tell. You can't identify that, you know, that's a Chris Brown vocal or something. Yeah. So it is your art. It is your art.
Do you
that you put to it.
Yeah. So do you do this like a lot?
I do it once in a while.
Once in a while.
I sample once in a while.
Any projects that
that are sampled in? Let me see. Ejo's EP is coming out. It has a jam called Aphrodite.
Okay.
Yes, I sampled.
Who?
But you can't tell I sampled.
Sampled.
You can't tell I sampled.
He sampled who?
There's an Afro soul singer called what's her name? Shifa Musisi.
Okay.
You know she has this. You know she has this jam called Endongo Yange. Okay. Yeah. It's a very beautiful song. When I listen to it, I'm like, I can do something on this. Come on.
Yeah, so you had to drop it on. Aphrodite.
I chopped that Endongo Yange. Just that one word, Endongo Yange. Yeah. I chopped that and then I built something onto it. So.
Can we access that?
Yeah. We can.
Ejo, we no apologies. So, any other track that you've sampled?
Which other track? There's a beat Excel used on his weekly. It's a week 17.
Okay.
Yeah, there's that beat there. Yeah, it's a sampled beat. Yeah. Actually, that's my first sample. Yeah, I think that's my first, my very first. Because I did that, I made that beat in 2012. Yeah, but it sounds fresh.
Of course.
It sounds fresh.
Out of Port Belgium music.
It sounds fresh.
Yeah, true.
And then a couple other projects. And then sampling, okay, we are talking hip-hop.
Yeah, but
I've sampled in you know, in other types of music.
Yeah.
I've sampled in dancehall music. I've sampled in reggae, you know. Sampling, man.
So,
and then sometimes you can just, you know, choose an instrument and you replay it.
Okay.
Yes, you choose an instrument and you replay. That's still sampling.
Would it be like a cover of the original thing?
It's not cover, actually.
In the sense of covering, because entails redoing something. Or let's call it a redo. Or a remake.
A remake, but of one instrument.
One instrument. Okay, I was now going to the recently dropped track of the Kampala boy. That's Flex the Paper. He premiered the track last weekend. That was
I haven't listened to that.
What was the date even last weekend?
Last weekend?
Yeah, like Saturday. What's the day today?
Day is 9th.
9th, that's like 6th, I think. Must have been 6th. Yeah, he premiered a new song called...
last Saturday?
Yeah.
That was 2nd.
2nd. Mm. Oh, sorry. Yeah, it was... He released a new track which is featured on by Calligraph. It's called Ching... Is it?
Ting Buddy Malo.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
remember.
Now, this track is like a remake or a remix of the original track. Mm. Does that feel like sampling if they put any vocals of the original song in it?
They put the original vocals, but made a different beat. Yeah, that's sampling. They sampled his voice.
Okay, now I think the picture is more clear. So, do you think samples are important in hip hop?
Yeah, they are. Cause actually, hip hop was how should I put it? You know, people started to know about sampling from hip hop.
Okay.
Yeah, and most people know that. So it is important.
I think it's a DJ inspired thing, because DJs tend to play around with sounds as they bring main track into it. I think this is a typical DJ's duty in most cases.
And we've seen DJs in history. Yeah, you see, if you check out history of sampling, that's mostly DJs. You know.
Yes.
I think it started around 1960s or this 70s.
70s. 70s. 70s. 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, 70s. 70s. But in Uganda, not so many guys sample, like I would say objectively sample. I feel like most of the guys don't objectively sample, like they just make a remix of the track. Like in most cases, I won't mention names, but do you think it can be made better? You know, sometimes we don't really want to feel the track again, but we want to feel the track again in another perspective.
You want to feel, okay, like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Me, I think, okay, how I do sample, I make you feel that track sounds familiar.
Yeah, but... Yeah? But
I just make you feel like, you know, you have this thing in you that... I love this song. It reminds me of something.
Yeah, you're being troubled,
you know?
By that.
I think that's a very nice way to do it.
So, so it feels like samples all sort of help us keep track of our own music.
True. It does.
Yeah, man. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, either. It does. it's insight right now. So yeah, I had it in my mind, but it feels like we are keeping track of our own music, catching up with the music, and sometimes it speaks volumes of what we are inspired of, right?
Yeah, I think it's a great thing.
I'll tell you of one good example of a perfect sample by Keiko. There's a track called Miss Inde. She samples Grace Nachimwe. I literally forgot about that track. It's not hip hop. The track is not hip hop for Grace. But I've forgotten the title. But I used to relate to it. That Matwala Miss Inde, something like that. But when Keiko sampled it like 2 months ago, there is this feeling we are reminded of our own Ugandan music. In most cases, we are reminded of the music. We sort of feel the same feeling. But of course, Keiko uses it objectively to mean or support the subject matter in a song. I guess samples are important that way.
They
are surely important. Which are the samples that are dope out there? Do you think we should sample more of Ugandan content?
Yeah.
Sampling is an art of
you know,
home.
Man. Home, you know, man. Yeah. Give someone that, you know. Come on, now, like me, I started listening to music as far as, let me say, 94. Mm. Yeah. So, it would make me feel good if I listened to a 94 track. Something I listened to when I was, going to school. You know, you have your container, you run into school and this jam that used to play every morning.
With your bag carried upside down.
You get, man.
your
dino bag and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it will give me that, it will take me back.
What do you think about Navio's Chigozi? Because that's one of the most captivating tracks with good samples like that.
Mm, yeah.
I think it was really nice. One of the most perfect samples we've had. I mean, Ethan. Was it Ethan?
I don't know.
I'm not certain. I think it's Ethan. I mean, or Samurai. I'll check that. You know, that it made us change our perspectives about this game called Navio.
But
just because it tends to give us less of what we expect every time. Gives us a half-baked cake. No apologies. I'm using that intelligently. You know what? You know the feeling. You know you're expecting cake. And it doesn't give you all. It's suspending us and all that. But that's his marketing strategy. So, which other thing do you think samples like add up to, like on a hip hop scene?
You're now listening to another episode of the Nouvelle Live Podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live, hosted by Sean.
Anyway, maybe that I caught you off guard, but the major thing is, I think. Getting us resonate with our own music, keeping with the trends of our own music. But I think also the samples help to like communicate something, like the genres. That it shows like rappers or producers' awareness of music around us. Because by the time you go to sample a track, you're aware of it in most cases.
But you see, most producers wouldn't sample like songs from here, you know, the legal side of it.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
And Ugandans are not well versed with that. You know, we are not yet into that, you know, that legal...
The corporate.
You know? Yeah. I would also fear, man. Come on.
Hey, so,
we'll get a biblical German.
The problem, I think the big issue with sampling in UG here is that sometimes you may make the sample may make the track very dope, nicer than even like where it's gotten from, and sometimes they will take you for jumping on someone else's web.
So like is that controversial part to it as well?
Yeah, so it's crazy. All in all, the samples are important.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
They are very,
hip
hop.
Yeah,
they are very, 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 very.
So, which one is your best sampled song
in Uganda?
In Uganda, yeah. I mean, that's already a sample in Uganda here. From Taka HD's response to Code. He sampled the president's vocals. I don't know if you still consider that as a sample.
Yeah. He did sample.
Yeah, he did.
He sampled, yes. He sampled.
I would go with the... I'm not saying it's the only best I've listened to, but Chigozie, because it's authentic.
Ah! Stone Town has this jam called... what's that jam called? Killer Siku?
Killer Siku.
Yes. I think that's my favorite.
Okay.
LP's trap.
Okay.
Killer Siku. The sample, I think she's Kenyan.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a classic. Yeah.
And I think
it's a very beautiful song.
What do you think of Painkiller's EP? That EP was filled with a lot of samples. So.
Yeah. There are very many.
There are very many. It's like the whole EP was sampled.
But there's this track on his album.
Okay.
You know, he's working on an album.
Okay.
Yeah, there's this track called Sick. It really has nice samples. You guys will feel it when it comes out. The album comes out.
It's coming.
It is, you know, he sampled from reggae.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really nice. It's amazing, you know. Because most guys will sample from hip hop, you know.
Yeah. I think FMC Squared was hip hop sample. I don't know if that makes sense. Like sampled from a hip hop song into a hip hop song. That catchphrase, dope line.
Yes. Simon Eli, what up?
Shout out to that homie.
Shout out to you, man.
Hey, play
to Simon Eli.
Yeah, he played me a beat sometime with these indigenous beats and sounds. Though we didn't speak at length, and I didn't really bother so much to ask him about his sampling business, but I think that has become a niche of his lately. That's a dope thing. So what more can I say, man? Samples are important. Yep,
they are very important.
So you say that Stone Town sample, right?
I love that song, Killer Siku. It's very beautiful. It's very, very beautiful. You know, he sampled it in a way that if you don't know about sampling, you think
you can't figure out.
No, you can't, because the sound is just perfect.
It's just perfect.
There are different ways of sampling, you know, types of samples, you know, loops, you know. And then that part I was telling you about of choosing an instrument.
Okay.
Yes. You choose an instrument, a particular instrument from, you know, from a song, and then maybe use that alone. And then, you know, use it your way. So there's no need to read between the
lines. I'm like a fiend reading. Yo, I guess we have come to the end of the show, but before we conclude, I want Naze to say something for his fans. I mean, he's an artist.
You say fans?
Yeah.
I'm not an artist, man.
He's an artist. What's a producer? I mean, I could listen to a beat. Ah, wait, speaking of producers as artists, Baru's redefinition was a sample project, isn't it? The sound
that
of
voice?
Yeah, he sampled that. Shout out to Baru. Yeah, I spoke to him last year almost today with doing episode 5 of our Hip Hop Uganda Live Show. Shout out to Baru. Shout out to Baru and everyone who listens to the show. So, Niz, any final remarks?
All I can say is, guys out there should just keep their ear, you know, to the ground, because man, a lot is coming. You know, we've been cooking. You know, last year was all about cooking, so this year we are releasing.
Yeah,
you know, albums are dropping, EPs are dropping, mixtapes, singles, you know, a lot.
Yeah, maybe just one thing we forgot. I think some samples make people more attentive.
True.
More attentive to the tracks.
Makes
them more attentive. And I mean, we like people who pay more detail to the track rather than making conclusions like a certain family I know. Anyways, nonetheless, I've been Nuvation. You can follow us on Twitter at Nuve Live. Follow me personally at Nuvation. That is Nuveyshawn. And you can visit nuvelive.wordpress.com. Naze, what's your Twitter handle, man?
Naze, first of all, Naze is NASE.
True.
Yeah? So my Twitter handle is Naze Avatar. Naze, you know, capital N, Naze, you know, NASE, and then capital A, VATAR. That's Naze Avatar. At Naze Avatar.
Yeah, true thing.
Check me out on Facebook, Naze Podbell Drive.
You know? Catch us right here. Get it.